Because killing and sending your daughter to her father-daughter dance alone.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. Hello and surprise. It's Sunday, but we're releasing an episode. We're going to call these, well, for now anyway, because I can't think of a better name, the Sunday Bettersodes, and this is number one. Sunday Bettersodes are going to feature me and Robin, Robin and me, Robin and I, the two of us, giving out our expert marriage advice. Really, as you'll come to find out, there's no advice given at all, not even one time, but we're going to talk, and we're probably going to argue, and we're probably going to do some more talking and some laughing because Robin and I laugh way too much at way too many things, mostly at everything. So hopefully you guys laugh with us, but if you want to laugh at us, that's cool too. I just hope that you guys know that you're jerks on the inside if you're laughing at us. So anyway, this is our first Sunday Bettersode. If you think of a better name, which I hope someone does, please send it to us on Instagram or at our email, farbetterment@gmail.com. Same name on Instagram without the gmail.com and the at the front, at farbetterment. Here we go. Okay, we're winging it.
We're winging it.
Hey, this is Andrew for Far Betterment, joined by...
Hello, it's me.
My wife. And so we wanted to try something new. So go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said, are you guys tired of me yet?
Nobody's. Well, I am. Just joking. But anyway, so we kind of had an idea of doing some mini-sodes once a week. Maybe once a week, maybe once every few weeks. I'm not really sure how often I'm going to do this. But my wife, Robin, will probably be the guest most of the time. And we're going to talk about marriage because we're married. And that makes us experts, like all the other marriage podcasts out there. If you're married, then you automatically know everything about being married.
I'm not sure if that's true.
Well, it's probably not. But everyone that's married has a podcast, so we should probably jump in on that.
Okay, here we are. I mean,
we're just as married as everyone else that's married.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we're going to give you guys our married expert advice, which we're probably experts. Mostly we're just going to argue on a podcast in front of everyone, which I think's pretty fucking entertaining, honestly.
You're always going to win, so.
I like to win.
Yeah, you always win.
Well, if you prove me wrong once in a while, then I'll lose.
All right.
I win, though, because I'm willing to go the distance. To prove my point.
Yeah.
For like days if I have to. Months.
Yeah.
I'll never stop. Months from now, I'll be like, hey, I told you. Remember that one time we had that argument and I told you this? And today I just found the article I was looking for 6 months ago.
Yeah. You're stubborn.
Mm-hmm. No one's denying how stubborn I am. So anyway, these are going to be mini-sodes. Better-sodes.
Better sods.
This is a Sunday better sode.
Sunday better sode.
Yeah. So, and also I want to kind of use this for some topics we wanted to talk about on The Apple and the Tree, which is our other podcast, our family podcast. That one includes our son, our oldest son, Asher. And
there's necessarily some, appropriate.
Yeah. Not necessarily appropriate for him or, not that it's like mature subject matter, but things like, I don't know, pregnancy and depression, things like that. Things that we don't really think he, well, first of all, would have fun talking about, but that he would even enjoy at all. So that's what we're going to use this for.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
So anyway, do you have anything to say, add, talk about?
I don't know. I feel nervous for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
About what?
I don't know. Arguing online, on air.
Arguing live. Online? Well, we don't have to argue.
Live on air.
Yeah, live. Live when we edit it and post it on Sunday.
Uh-huh, live.
It's live now, but by the time people listen to it in a week, it's going to be not live.
So we can cut all the bad parts out.
If it's not live, is it dead? We're going to put this dead on the air? No.
Pre-record it on the air.
Okay, fine. But yeah, so I mean, I know one topic I want to talk about many times was how you want to have another baby. I don't ever.
I know.
So we'll definitely end up talking about that for sure. Yeah. Because you want to have a, like, I don't even know what to call it.
An army?
I guess. Yeah. Except for the entire army is against me.
They're not.
Sure they are. Okay, let's talk about that. We can talk about how much Clara hates me.
She doesn't hate you.
Oh my God, she hates me so much. She hates me. Okay, what was I telling you the other day when she was in the crib and she thought I was coming to pick her up? And
she packs her bags.
She packs her bags up. She grabs her blankie and her pacifier that she calls YU. She packs it all up, throws it over her shoulder, and then reaches her arms out for me, which is really cute, and I love it. And it's like the only time she really loves me a lot is when she thinks I'm getting her out of the crib. But then I leaned down to her and I quietly said, "I'm not going to get you out, Kaka. I'm sorry. It's bedtime." Which she did not appreciate. So she pushed me away and laid down on the ground. And so I patted her on the back and apologized to her. And she just shoved my hands away and said no and told me to go away.
Yeah, she can be like that.
Not to you.
She can.
Not really.
She can. I just don't let it hurt my feelings, I guess.
Oh my God, it breaks my heart.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm the one who usually feeds her and changes her diaper and stuff.
Not all the time.
No, not
she
always.
She asks me to change her diaper because she thinks I'm more gentle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she always wants me to change her.
I know. Maybe we just have a girl bond.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know. I want that bond.
You want the little girl bond?
I want the girl bond. How do I do that?
I don't know. Be nicer to her?
I'm nice to her all the time. I give her everything she wants all the time so that she loves me.
I don't know. You have
Asher trap.
Loves you way more than he loves me.
Yeah, that's true. He does.
Little jerk.
Asher loves you, though. But he's just like, I don't know. Me and him, like, get each other, I think, a lot.
But when he was little, he didn't like you.
I know.
And what'd you do?
Gave him everything he wanted.
That's not the best advice.
That's terrible advice. Don't do that. But I don't know. Asher is different. He's such a nice kid. He doesn't have a bad bone in his body.
Yeah.
He's really kind and loving. He cares a lot. Like, if me and you ever get in an argument or whatever and he sees, he's always like there trying to make us feel better, or stop or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just really loving kid. Yeah. So it's different with Claire and Brooks. They don't really care about us.
They're little though.
They don't care about us at all. No, Brooks is a pretty
Brooks
sweet kid
is
though.
So sweet yesterday when he had popcorn.
Oh yeah.
You want popcorn?
You want popcorn, Dad?
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's a nice kid.
They're little, though. They're only 2 and 1, so you got to give him time. Asher's 8.
Clara's time is over.
No.
Yeah, she doesn't get any more time. She's blown all of her chances with me.
Oh, don't be a jerk.
It's done. I hope there's never a father-daughter dance because she's going to go by herself.
You're a jerk.
I'm just going to, I'll get all dressed up. She'll think I'm going. And then I'll walk her to a taxi. Give the taxi driver $20 and tell him, "Here, I hope this makes it to the school."
You will not do that.
Sure, I will. Yep. Right before I send her to the covenant.
Okay.
So she can be a nun.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's all you have?
I'm just nervous. I don't know. I don't know why I feel nervous. I've done this 1,000 times.
No.
Not 1,000 times, but.
Not even close.
I've done it a few times. I shouldn't be nervous.
Yeah. Well, it's been a whole 8 minutes, so.
Well, you know, the last episode of The Apple and the Tree, that was the one I was really nervous about, and that was embarrassing.
The embarrassing stories one?
Yeah.
That was a good one. If you guys haven't checked it out, go check out The Apple and the Tree. Most embarrassing moments or something. I can't ever remember what I call these.
Embarrassing moments. You know, usually our friends say something about it, like our episodes. No one said anything, at least to me.
That's because they were so ashamed for us.
Probably. They're like, wow, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Or no one listened to it, but.
No, I think, well, I mean, we have the analytics.
Yeah, but maybe none of our friends listened to it.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
I'm sure my friends at least listened.
Yeah, my friends didn't. My friends don't support anything I do. Can't say anything. I don't even have friends.
Well, I was gonna,
what am I talking about?
I don't even have friends. But you have friends. Don't even.
Mm.
Really? Did we not just fly one out here to visit you?
Yeah, she's both of our friends.
Yeah, but she's more your friend now, I think.
Yeah. Well, she's always been more
before,
my friend.
Before she was friends with both of us separately till we got together. And then she became our friend.
Yeah.
Together. I think though she's more your friend.
Yeah, probably.
Tegan's definitely been one of my close friends, but she's your friend.
So if we ever divorce, I get her.
I guess.
I get to claim her.
Bye, Tegan. We're getting divorced tomorrow.
No, you can't in North Carolina. You have to be separated for a year before they allow you to even divorce.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's crazy.
Well, it's not that crazy. I guess they're trying to make you stay together.
Yeah, but what if you're like in an abusive relationship or something?
I don't know. Then you're just going to have to kill him.
Oh.
Or her. I guess a girl could be abusive. A woman could be abusive.
That sounds like a not good advice
That's
either.
That's not good advice.
No, we shouldn't be advice givers, huh?
All this time I've been thinking, I should write a book. And here I am giving out the worst advice ever.
What's the book going to be about?
I don't know. Making everyone feel bad.
Oh.
Getting back, I guess, at them.
Revenge?
I guess.
Uh-huh.
Because killing and sending your daughter to her father-daughter dance alone is revenge-y.
For something she did to you when she was one?
Yep. I'll never forget.
Oh, poor Claire.
Listen, I grew up Catholic and Mexican. We never forget.
You have
and
guilt.
And we never let go.
Drink that water.
Yeah. You got to stay hydrated on your podcast so you don't make squishy noises with your mouth.
Well, you make gulpy noises with your freaking water drinking.
No, I try real carefully to be quiet.
I heard you.
Oh, well, fine. Anyway, yeah. So I guess that's the kind of stuff you're going to be checking out on the Sunday Bettersodes.
Our expert advice.
Mm-hmm. Kill your abuser. And,
no.
Oh. Okay, don't. Don't listen to anything I have to say. That's my advice, is everything I say is either a joke or a lie. So don't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any liabilities here.
Yeah.
So don't do anything I said ever. And yeah. So I don't know. We've been married. I guess we should talk about that.
Tell him about ourselves. Our dog is barking in the background. We put him in his cage so he wouldn't be walking around the room, and instead he's barking in his cage right now.
He's a real jerk. But yeah, so we've been married for some years.
Some years. When did we get married, Andrew?
2012.
Here's a funny funny little story for you listeners out there. This year for our anniversary, it was what, 6 years?
Six years. 6 years, 7 this year.
And we, like a month before our anniversary, we were like, what should we do for our anniversary? So we planned an entire camping trip.
I forgot that's what we were going to do. That's right.
We, for August 12th, we get out there for our camping trip. First of all, we get there.
It was miserable.
And it was very cloudy, and it was going to start raining. It was going to start pouring.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying as fast as we can to put up all of our stuff, and we did not get it up. It was
no.
It was like raining cats and dogs out there. And so we're just like, screw it. And we took all of our wet stuff and put it back in the car, and we started driving home. Yeah. We get home, and I
was
all
unhappy.
Yeah. I was sitting on the couch all sad that we didn't get to do our camping trip and that we had gotten into a fight because I don't remember what we were fighting about, but
Because I was getting drenched while you were just chilling.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know.
I was out in the rain getting drenched trying to put a tent up by myself.
We were also kind of fighting on the way there. I think I got us lost from the GPS and I think
Because I said I think it's going to start raining.
And I think I was the reason we left late, and that's why we got there, like, right when the rain was starting.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Anyway, he was mad at me, so he went upstairs, and I was sitting there sadly on the couch. And then all of a sudden, I remembered, wait a second. We didn't get married on 8/12. We got married on 8/10.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't even
anniversary.
We forgot. We had a whole month to plan it, and we... Yeah. Didn't even know what our anniversary was.
Yeah. Well, I think this is important to mention also. Marriage isn't a huge deal to me. Like, the word marriage or the show, I guess. It's like a piece of paper. Like, we're already together. I wasn't going anywhere. You weren't going anywhere.
It didn't change for us.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people... when they get married, changes a lot.
Yeah.
Or like I hear on...
I think people think they have to act a different way.
I hear... Well, a lot of people maybe don't live to... Well,
or maybe we don't take it as seriously as we should. I don't know.
Well, no, because after I graduated high school, we've been together since 2007.
Six.
2006. Yeah. I apologize. 2007 is when I graduated. January 15th, 2006.
Yeah.
Is when we got together. So what is that?
So that's the actual anniversary that we always celebrate anyway. We don't really celebrate our, like, we'll go to dinner and stuff for our wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But we take the other one more seriously, I think. Like, it's more important to us.
The January date?
Yeah.
We got together. So we've been together for a long time. And then as soon as I graduated high school, when I went to college, we moved in together. So we've been living together since 2007.
Yep.
And we didn't get married till 2012. So we had a kid.
Yeah, I guess I moved in that summer, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We had a kid in 2010, and then we got married 2 years later. So basically, I mean, marriage didn't change anything for us.
No, it was a vacation more than anything.
Major change. Yeah, well, we got married.
Out with our friends.
We got married out of state in Florida.
Yeah.
We were living in Colorado at the time. But I think the more major change was when we moved in together. But that was more like, what is our life going to look like living together rather than separately? I don't know. It wasn't hard for us, though.
No, that was pretty easy, too. Because me and you are so alike that we're just... I don't know. It just works. It's just real easy.
Whereas I think a lot of other people lead very separate lives from their significant other. So when they get married, and a lot of times they don't even live together, it's like all of a sudden they...
Yeah, it's a big change. And not that, you know, there's anything wrong with that, but...
No.
We're just, you know, for us, it wasn't a huge change.
Just different.
And sometimes I think that's maybe people... There's an advantage to living separate lives and being separate... when you get married, because then you get to be your own person or whatever. But I don't think, for us, like, it's never bothered us. Like, we really enjoy being together, and we enjoy being with the kids all the time. Like, we don't ever feel like we need a break. I guess I feel like I need a break sometimes. Like, once in a while. I'll want to go and just, like,
but your break is go upstairs to the bedroom, not...
Yeah, yeah, like, I don't ever leave or anything. I just need to go be in the office for a couple hours and just, like, have quiet, you know?
Because the two little ones are crazy.
Yeah.
They're loud.
Also, they hate me.
So
I go upstairs to cry.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah, I just go upstairs and cry into my iPad.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yep. So now you do. But no, really, I don't know. Yeah, that's why I don't think it was a big change for us. Plus, me and you are so laid back. People tell us this all the time. And a lot of times I feel like they're not telling us to compliment us. They're just like, you guys don't make any decisions. You're way too laid back.
Mm.
You guys go with the flow.
Yeah. Anytime anyone's like, you want to do something? We're like, sure.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. That's fine.
We're up for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're like, where do you want to go? And we're like, yeah, you decide. Whatever.
Wherever. Yeah.
Wherever you like.
Yeah. And I think people think we're, like, we don't care, but we just really...
Well, we don't care. We want the other people to be happy as well.
Yeah, yeah.
We and want, we would rather them to
we just
want
to hang out. Like, yeah. We don't care about that other stuff. Like, we just, whatever we do, as long as we're hanging out together, that's all we care. So anyway, yeah, I think our marriage is a little different in that way. That, we're pretty laid back. And I think that's why it probably worked, when we moved in together and had a kid. And, I mean, when we had a kid, I remember talking about that, how we knew we were ready. Even though we were, I don't know, 24 and 21.
21, yeah. Well, I think I got pregnant when I was 20.
Yeah. Like, we knew already that it was fine.
Yeah. Me especially, I didn't drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's a big thing for when you're that age, 21. Mm-hmm. And it was never a thing for me, so, or, like, go out, hang in bars or anything. I was already the kind of person who was just like, if I wanted to hang out with friends, it would be, like, maybe just to a dinner or something, or come over to the house. It was never, like, partying or anything, so having a kid that young was never a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Was not a, like, lifestyle change, other than just another person was there.
Yeah. Well, and I think, like, even if we've gone through any, like, major changes or anything like that, we're pretty adaptable.
Yeah. And we've always had the thing whereas Asher just, or any of the kids, we can just take them with us anywhere we go. Mm-hmm. We've never been like, oh, we can't take, like, if it, like, going out to dinner or something, we always just take the kids.
Yeah. They do what we do.
Yeah.
We don't
live our life. We don't let them.
We're a family together. We're not, like, I don't know how to put this, I guess, to explain it better, but we're all one unit, I guess, rather than
we don't let them control us.
Yeah.
A lot of people let their kids control them. Oh, I can't go there because I have a kid and they have to be in bed by 8. Like, our kids, yeah, we put them to bed, but we don't necessarily have a strict bedtime for them where if we're out somewhere, we don't have to necessarily, like.
Yeah, we're more about a strict wake up time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a better way to put it, is we're very strict about, like, get up, but bedtime, yeah.
I will say this. We don't really give them a bedtime. They can go to sleep when they want, but they have to wake up in the morning. So if they want to stay up all night, that's fine. But if you're going to be tired tomorrow, that's going to be on you.
Yeah. Which I guess is kind of how my mom raised me. So that's probably where that comes from. Because you had a pretty strict bedtime when you were a kid.
I wouldn't say I was strict, but yeah, I had a bedtime.
Yeah. Well, and I remember, like, when we first started dating, you had a curfew, which all my friends did. I didn't have a curfew.
No.
But I think my kids will for sure have a curfew. But things like that. So, I don't know. I think we've both changed in ways. But I think we've both changed to, we've both given each other the opportunity to change however we want. So, like, you've always given me the opportunity to, like, be myself, change things about myself I didn't like. I mean, I don't know.
Explore new hobbies.
Yeah, new hobbies all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, so.
Every couple months we're doing something new.
I like to do new things.
Yeah.
I get really bored easily, really fast. I don't know. There's a few things that we do that I really like.
What are your favorite things?
Kayaking, for sure.
You haven't even been kayaking for a long time.
Well, it's been cold.
Not a long time, but a few months anyway.
Well, since summer's over. And biking, I think, are probably my favorite.
I know. I would really want to go biking.
Yeah. Well, we will when it warms up. But, yeah, I don't know. I think this will be a good way for us to explain ourselves or something, or discuss things. Like, yeah. I don't know. What else do you have? I guess we didn't even really talk about, like, how we met and things like that, but I guess we kind of discussed that in another episode.
Well, we met through a friend.
Through a friend, and we got married. And we lived in Colorado together, and now we live in North Carolina together.
Well, okay, let's do it in chronological order here.
That was.
We met in 2006.
Uh-huh.
We moved in together in 2007 when I graduated high school, or a few months after I graduated high school.
Yep.
Started college.
Mm-hmm.
You were working.
I started college for a little bit.
And then...
A lot of student loans.
And then we kind of did that for a few years, just hanging out.
Yep.
Chilling. I worked too.
Yep, I worked at Cricket at that time, I guess.
And then I got pregnant. It was not planned.
Well, we didn't have to tell people that, but yeah, it wasn't planned.
It wasn't planned.
Definite surprise.
It's a surprise. Well, I feel like most people don't plan pregnancies at 20, so they probably knew.
Fine, okay. So our first kid was a bastard.
Aww.
And
then we...
He was the best little bastard ever.
Started planning our wedding after he was born.
I guess we could talk about that.
What?
I didn't want to get married. So when we first met, I wanted to get married so bad. Like, I knew I was going to marry you. I just, like, knew. And so I always wanted to get married, and I always asked you, and you'd turn me down all the time.
Okay, but I was, like, 18 and in high school.
I just knew, though.
Yeah, and I knew, too. I just said, not right now.
I didn't say it had to be now.
No.
I just wanted you to say yes, that we would.
Okay.
What an asshole you are.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Well, I'm still with you.
So then by the time that, you know, we had Asher and your parents wanted us to get married, then no one asked me. You guys just started planning it.
Yeah, we did
just start. Had to show up.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay.
My parents did just say, like, if you guys want to get married, tell us, like, the details so we can start paying for things. My parents paid for our wedding.
No, your parents were great about it. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't necessarily force us to get married.
They didn't force us, but they did ask a lot. When are you guys going to get married?
And then, one day I was at work and you called my work, and you were like, do you want to get married on a cruise? Pick a date on a cruise line. And then we decided not to get married on the cruise. But
well, that's because we thought people would want to come. And we didn't want to force people to pay to go be on a cruise. But then we forced people to pay to go to Key West anyway.
Not the cruise. It was because you couldn't necessarily pick your date on what day you get married.
I guess that was part of it. But for me, it was more like I didn't want to force a bunch of people to go on a cruise, I guess.
Well, but also you couldn't pick your date on when you wanted to get married. It was just whatever day they got to the island. So if there was like a storm or something.
Well, that wasn't a big deal to me.
But
that was more of a you thing because you had 8, 10, 12 very specifically, like, in your head.
8, 10, 12? Well, yeah, I wanted a cool date. But also...
I didn't care about that.
But, well, no, also, if, like, it was too big of a storm, they're just going to have you get married in, like, on the cruise ship and kind of, like, in an ugly room. And you know me, I like to have everything, like, decorated.
You're an opulent human.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You fancy.
I'm fancy. What was that song a few years ago? Asher used to say it was my song.
I'm so fancy.
I'm so fancy.
Oh, my God. Iggy Azalea. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's the worst song ever.
Asher, we go, it's mom's song. I was like, oh, gosh, that's embarrassing.
Well, even your kid knows how fancy you are.
But, yeah. So I just wanted to have like a if.
Yeah. But by this time, you had talked me out of marriage by saying no
I wasn't.
The time.
You... Mm-hmm. We had just, like, lived together for so long, we're basically married, so that's why you didn't want to get married.
Because there was just no point to me, I guess. Like, it's just a piece of paper. I was comfortable. Like, it didn't... I was more like, well, if it's not broken, then whatever. It's fine. And so I just didn't care. And really, I think... I don't know. Yeah, it just really wasn't a big deal to me.
Well... Also, at this time was after we got into a really bad car crash, and you weren't working, but we had Asher.
That was important to me. And I really wanted to ask your parents. I really wanted to ask your dad.
That's what I was going to say. You technically, you never proposed, even though we were.
I didn't get to propose. I didn't get to buy you a ring.
Yeah.
I didn't get to do any of that stuff. So for me, that was the biggest reason I didn't want to get married was because I couldn't do all those things yet. And those were like really important to me. Like I really wanted to ask your dad and I really wanted to like, I mean, I barely knew your parents at this point too. So that was also pretty, pretty weird. And, that was another reason I kept trying to put it off was because I never got to get a ring or anything.
Yeah. Cause we were broke. Cause you weren't
super
working.
Broke, yeah.
But
well, I had hurt my back. Yeah. Well, I guess we should explain that.
When Asher was 7 weeks old.
Yeah, we got in a car accident.
For some reason that day, I drove you to work because I guess I was bored just being home. So I was like, I'll drive you to work. And I drove you to work, came home, hung out with Asher all day, doing baby stuff. And then I went back to pick you up. And on the way home, somebody T-boned us when we were going through an intersection and messed up your back really bad. And
broke my arm.
Broke your arm.
I hurt my humerus.
Giant scar on your face. That's why you have a beard now.
Scarred my face.
I like the beard better, though, than no beard.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Definitely. Beard 100%. That was the best thing that ever happened.
Your beard.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and so you were out of work when...
And sometime we'll talk about that.
When we were planning
another
wedding.
Episode, because there's a lot of things to cover with the...
Accident.
Car accident, with aftermath, and even to this day. But yeah, so that kind of like put a wrench into our lives, period. I couldn't go back to work for 8 months after that.
Yeah. Yeah, but we still planned the wedding. I mean, I will say I probably mainly planned the wedding.
Yeah.
I was just like, you like this? Yep. Booked it.
Well, I felt real uncomfortable spending your parents' money. That was the hard thing for me. Was that's why a lot of the like those kinds of decisions I always made I kind of didn't make you make them because I didn't want to not participate or contribute, I guess. Especially since I didn't get to ask and because I didn't even get to propose. It was just like, hey, we're getting married and here's where and here's when.
Well, hey.
Just show up.
So traditionally, people date, then they propose, and then they get married, and then they move in together, and then they have kids. But clearly, we don't do things traditionally.
No.
We date it, moved in, had a baby, got married. So now you can just propose afterwards.
I guess.
I'll wait.
It's not happening, though. I'm over it.
I'll wait.
I'm over it already.
Give me another ring.
But, yeah, so we got married in Key West and had some friends there. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
small wedding.
Very small wedding. And yeah, then we moved back to, or then we went back to Denver and left.
Small wedding was good though for me. Don't like being in front of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous Nelly.
Yeah. That's why we do podcasts.
Can't see my face at least. Mm. Yeah, and then it was pretty much a year after we got married. We moved to North Carolina.
Yep. Which we've talked about. Blah, blah, blah. North Carolina. We live here.
Our first year anniversary, we were in Kansas, driving through Kansas. So that was fun.
Oh, that's right. That's funny.
We were supposed to be in St. Louis, but we left a day late because we were going to spend the day in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So we spent the day after our wedding anniversary in St. Louis.
Yeah, we suck at packing.
Yeah, we always do suck at packing.
Oh, my God. We always wait till the last minute.
Yeah, I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me.
Oh my God.
It was that loud. I pushed the microphone away.
No, but it was the worst sneeze ever.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Oh my God. You've never done that.
Well, I had to say, excuse me.
Hmm.
Yep. And now we're here. We live here in North Carolina. And now we podcast.
Yeah.
That was in 2013, though. So it's a couple years later we started podcasting.
So, really, I guess the point is, I don't believe marriage is important. And yeah, you never even took my last name because that's also something that we don't think is important because who cares? But we run into that a lot down here. People are always like asking us if we're married for real. And like,
well, I used
why
to have,
you didn't take my name.
I used to have your last name on my Facebook page.
Oh, I don't remember.
And then, like, when I would go to, like, work or whatever, I'd have to use my legal name. And then people were always so confused by that. Why do you use two different names?
Yeah, and then, I don't know.
Which
that's
more understandable because I have two different names.
I guess, but we know a lot of people here who are asking, like, why you never took my last name? Doesn't he care? Didn't somebody ask you if I was offended by that once?
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not. I don't care. because who gives a shit? So what? You didn't take my last name. I'd rather take yours, honestly. Your name's way better than mine.
I feel like I should also explain in that episode with Tegan, I called people a garbage human, but listen.
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm talking about the people who, because I've heard of people like guys saying that they wouldn't marry the person unless they took their last name. And that to me is crazy. Well, that okay. It's that important to you.
If that's your hang up, then maybe you are trying to talk yourself out of getting married in the first place.
Or, I mean, like, I don't know. If it's that important to you, I mean, you're probably not ready for marriage. If that little of a thing is going to split you guys up.
I don't know.
To have different last names.
Everybody's got moments, though, where they're considering stuff like that.
I guess.
So, I don't know. People have different values. You know me. I don't care. If it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I give such a little shit that people think it's odd.
Think you're being rude or something?
Yeah, but that stuff like just doesn't, outside of our family.
Well, why should it bother you?
What's going on?
It shouldn't bother you. Why should it?
Well, I mean, because it does make you seem like you're unempathetic, but I feel like I have a lot of empathy.
Yeah.
Towards everybody. I mean, we're in New Orleans, and that homeless guy asked for my food. Like, man. Even just thinking about it right now, like, that just broke my fucking heart.
Yeah. That was sad.
Yeah. Because I was eating that food. Like, I had used a fork on it and put the fork in my mouth. And this guy is so hungry that he just asked me if he could buy it from me with the last change he had.
In his pocket. Yeah, he pulled out, like, a couple quarters and he was, like, trying to count it out.
And I'm just like, no. Here. You're not going to give me your last quarters, you know? And, okay, now I feel like I'm telling this story to, like, look good, but I'm not. I'm just trying to prove a point. Like,
he actually was, he cried about it.
I have, well, we don't have to. Okay, whatever happened.
After the guy walked off,
he had tears in his eyes,
and he was very upset about it.
It just broke my heart that somebody is that hungry, that somebody is that desperate, and they don't want to look like a garbage human. Like you're saying, they don't want to look like beggars, so they're willing to give me the only thing they have.
Mm-hmm.
That was sad. That's why it made me cry.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, like, look at the fucking world we live in where somebody has to do that. Or somebody, first of all, is so worried about what other people will think that they're ashamed to ask for help. But also that he felt the need to pay me for it, to repay me. Like, it was just so sad. Cause I guess I think of my kids, like, I want my kids to be good people and I want them to be able to ask for help if they need it. And this guy, like, clearly just couldn't do it on his own. And I don't know. It was just sad.
Yeah.
You pull out your last quarters to give me, to buy my fucking half of a fish sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There were a lot of homeless people in New Orleans, which is, like, I mean, makes sense. There aren't very many homeless people here where we live in North Carolina at all.
Colorado, there's a lot more.
Yeah. The thing that I saw that was sad in New Orleans, and I wish I would have said something, but at the same time, I don't know what I would have said, was there was a homeless person sleeping in the middle of Jackson Square, and, like, he was had wrapped himself in a trash bag to keep warm, and some, like, frat boys were taking selfies with him as he was sleeping.
That's the shit that I think makes you a garbage human.
Yeah, definitely. And I wanted to say something so bad to those people, because what kind of person would do that? That person, you know, even if he's a drug addict, an addiction is still a disease, and you can't help it. And, you know, and it made me feel so bad. I was, you know, just glad that, you know, even if I was glad that the guy was sleeping, I guess, so that he didn't see that they were making fun of him, basically. But at the same time.
Yeah.
How awful of a person are you to do that to another human being?
That's a garbage human for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess I just want to explain, or not even explain, but I guess I don't want people to think that we don't give a shit, that we don't care. Or when I say it, if it doesn't affect me, I don't care. Those things do affect me. That kind of stuff really affects me. That kind of stuff really bothers me. I don't think that's why I don't really look at the news. The kids don't look at the news. I don't want to know what's going on. I want to be in control of my own world. And
well, you used to look at the news.
Yeah, and it's just like shitty all the time, every day. And every day is something about Donald Trump. And, you know, I'm not a fucking Donald Trump supporter at all. And I hope that I just want it to be over. And so I refuse to look at the news. And I think that's really changed my outlook, though, on the world. You know,
helped you say more positive?
I think so. I think before, like, you'd just be angry because you're, like, seeing all these things and you can't really make a difference or change things. And now I'm just like, well.
You just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's not that I don't care. I just don't care.
Oh, that makes sense. Thanks for that insight. Yeah. Thanks for your intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know me. Genius. That's what you're supposed to say.
Genius level. Sorry.
Genius level intellect.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, take another drink.
Super thirsty, bro. But yeah, I don't know. What else do we have to talk about? Let's see.
I don't know. This is supposed to be a mini-sode.
Yeah.
How many are the mini-sodes?
I don't know.
What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts on mini-sode time?
I don't know.
I was thinking 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
Some of the other episodes are 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you know me. I don't really like to put a limit on things. I just kind of go with it.
You like to talk a lot.
Oh, I love talking.
That's the difference between you and me. You love talking.
Yeah.
And I'm very not talky.
So I find it really hard to be friends with guys because their wives always want to talk a lot.
I'm always more like the husband and you're always more like the wife. 100%. Every time we have a couple friend,
yep.
I'm always like identical to the guy and you're identical to the girl. It's so weird.
It's not that weird. I was raised by women.
Well, I was raised by a man and a woman.
Yeah, but your parents are both very, like, quiet.
Like me, too.
Reserved people, yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, your dad's pretty. Your dad's kind of outgoing. He's more so than your mom. I would say your mom's kind of shy, actually. Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I don't know. I guess they're like me where they're not necessarily shy, but they don't talk a lot.
They're personable, though, yeah. They're personable and they'll have a conversation with you, no problem. But yeah, they won't be the first usually to like go introduce themselves, I don't think.
Mm.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But your parents are pretty reserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're pretty reserved. My mom is pretty shy, but she's one of those people who's shy, but she'll force herself to talk to someone.
And she'll talk forever.
Yeah,
and she stays on the phone with Asher for like 4 hours at a time.
Yeah, so I think that's how I am.
Is that your teeth?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm shy, but I will talk to you for the entire night if you give me the opportunity.
To anybody.
Because I want to get to know you. Like, I want to know
who
you are, what you're about, what your thoughts are, and if I'm ever going to want to talk to you again after today. Because I'm pretty picky too. So I think if we're still friends, you've made it.
Yay.
Because I'm a dick.
You've made it past Andrew's test.
Mm-hmm.
You just, maybe you should just print out like an application for them to fill out.
Oh, how awful would that be?
What a garbage human.
What a garbage human I'd be at that point.
Can you fill this out for me before I decide if I want to be your friend?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What can we argue about?
I don't know. That's the thing I'm nervous about. Because like you said, I'm pretty shy and reserved and I don't like to...
Yeah, but we have like many things that we...
Well, we always argue. We're always fighting.
Yeah. That's marriage. I think that's something people don't realize about us though. Is because I've had friends tell us this, or me this, that they don't think we have any problems because we don't talk about them. But that's not it. Everyone has problems.
We don't have major
No, but we just don't talk about them to people because there are problems, I guess, and we don't want to put those on someone else.
I don't like talking. I think you would if I was not like how I am. But I don't. I like to keep stuff private.
I think before I would, but now I really don't because I feel like now you've shown me the light. You show me the benefits of keeping your problems to yourself, I guess, which is you don't have to be uncomfortable ever. You don't have to open up, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. The way I think it is like if I go out and tell my friend like, oh, you did this, this, and this, then they're going to...
Gossip about you?
No. They're going to maybe not like you. And I don't care if my friend doesn't like you, but it's like that's not really any of their business, I guess.
None of your friends like me.
Well, you get what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah.
They shouldn't have judgment over you because it's our relationship. Because then I'll go home and we'll make up. And even if I tell them maybe we made up or whatever, they'll still be like, oh, but this is what he, you know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like,
that's maybe I'm not explaining it properly.
Well, that's kind of how I am now, though, is I don't really go tell somebody like, oh, me and Robin fought about this or like... This,
to some people, you do.
It's pretty rare.
Your cousin.
Yeah, but even him, a lot of times I won't.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they've got their own problems.
Yeah.
They're having to advise me on what to do with my marriage.
Yeah.
So.
It's what a therapist is for, but we don't see a therapist either.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't hurt.
No.
But I don't know. I think it's hard to tell. Also, a lot of my friends are single. Like, how do you tell your single friends marriage stuff and then ask them for advice?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's fair or not. Like, maybe that's just me being an asshole.
I don't know.
I mean, it's probably an asshole thing to say. I don't mean it that way, but it probably is.
I could have advice too, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's a common misconception about us is that people think we just, like, live this perfect little life and we don't argue and we don't, like... hate each other sometimes or get mad at each other.
Oh, we fight probably more than most people, though.
Want to leave.
We fight constantly.
We just make it work, though.
Yeah.
You have to, because at the end of the day, like, this is where you want to be.
Well, we both have friends in the past say, like say my friend, I won't say her name.
Lauren.
Yes, Lauren. Bringing back up Vlad here.
Okay.
Like, she's, I don't talk to Lauren anymore because we had a falling out, I suppose.
Hi, Lauren.
But, she would only come to me when she had a problem.
I should get Lauren on Far Betterment.
Sure, do it. But then she'll hear this.
Well.
Sorry, Lauren.
I'm
she has told me that she doesn't check in on us because we're always good.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need to check in on us.
Yeah, but I think that's something people don't understand is that if they think we're always good and they're not checking in or we're not checking in with them, like chances are that we're not good because I mean there probably is something. Everybody has problems. It's absurd.
But I mean, we've both had friends who have said that to us, that they don't need to check in on us because we're always good.
Yeah.
Just fine. They don't have to check in on us, but it's also nice.
No, but it's absurd to think that people don't have problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just real private. That's why, I think that's why we started doing this, because it's like we get to not be private, but since it's just me and you, we get to be private at the same time. So even though, you know, lots of people are listening to this.
Yeah. Hello.
So.
Hello, people.
So these aren't going to be many, but
how long
they'll
has it
be
been?
Extra episodes. So what I'm trying to say is
extra special episode featuring
I'm
going
to publish maybe two episodes sometimes a week.
Not every week.
Not
probably.
Every week for sure. But yeah, once in a while, there'll be two episodes. Sundays.
And it's going to be me, you guys. So you are in luck.
Most of the time, it's definitely going to be Robin. Sometimes we'll have someone extra maybe, but Robin will be on them every time. So this is kind of our way to just air out our dirty laundry.
Therapy. Therapeutic.
Our marriage therapy online. So if you guys have any questions, complaints, gripes, embarrassing things about your marriage or your relationship, or if you're single and you want to see if marriage is really as fucking horrible as people say it is, which it's not. Sometimes it can be.
It depends on how mad you are at me.
Sometimes it can be terrible, and I want to run the opposite way.
Because when you're real mad at me, you say,
Let's just get a divorce. Yeah, but that's me trying to attack you because I'm so mad that I'm just like, I just got to say the meanest thing I can here.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, no, but that's why we should go to therapy.
Yeah.
I'm not against therapy at all.
No, it costs money.
But why don't we talk about the therapy story? Then the one time we went to couples therapy together and the therapist said, Robin, you're wrong. Andrew, you're right.
She didn't say about everything because she said you were wrong too.
Okay, and then you said, I'm never going back to her again.
That's not exactly what happened.
Okay.
We did try therapy once. But it also cost money.
But she did agree with me.
And she agreed with me.
She mostly agreed with me, though. Oh, so.
See, now we need to go back to therapy to see her opinion so we can tell you guys.
No, because you know she mostly agreed with me. Because at that point in time, we were having some problems where we actually thought this could be it.
Yeah.
Right? And so therapy was our like last resort to go try to fix things. And she agreed with me in the end. And you never wanted to go back.
Well,
yes or no?
Not because of that.
Yeah. Okay, but yes or no?
Yeah, she agreed with you on something. She agreed with me too.
Oh my God. Just admit
See, it. See, now we're going to fight tonight.
Because you can't admit it. Just
yeah, she
it.
Agreed with you. Fine, I'm admitting it. But that's not why. It cost $100 a week, and we just didn't have that kind of money.
No, who does?
Yeah.
Okay, lots of people probably do, but not us.
We're broke.
We don't have $100 a week on therapy money.
No.
Yeah. I think it was like $170, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was expensive.
It was more than
Whatever.
We had.
Whatever. It was expensive. Therapy is crazy expensive.
We couldn't go back.
We need a free therapist if any of you guys exist out there.
Let us know.
Maybe we can have a therapist be on the podcast and we can
talk about that on air.
And then the therapist can tell me I'm right.
I'm not sure if a therapist could do that. Live therapy sessions?
Maybe with our permission they could.
Maybe.
Why not?
I suppose, yeah.
I'd be up for that. That would be funny. Then the therapist could tell me that I'm narcissistic and
you're not as funny as you think you are.
Not as funny as I know that I am. And that I am all kinds of terrible things. Uh-oh. I don't know.
And only positive things about me.
Maybe. Probably not though.
Yeah. Because
you're a dick.
Not. Yeah, I know.
So yeah. Anyway, back to so this podcast is clearly all over the place. The next one will be a little more structured.
I'll come with my notes. It's always better when I have notes. But
it really is, yeah.
We said we're going to wing it.
We shouldn't have.
Well.
Because we really were all over the map here.
Well, maybe they got to know us better.
Maybe
they,
I just wanted to post
it. They knew our chronological timeline now.
Five times.
What do you mean?
When we started over a bunch of times to tell it again.
Well, should I tell it again?
I guess.
2006. We started dating.
Yep. And then 2000 and what is it next year? 2020, divorced.
Oh. See the future, huh? No. Well, that means we have to start like moving out now.
2021, divorced.
We have to move out now so that in North Carolina we can divorce.
Yeah. 2021, divorced with a fourth kid on the way. And the kid's going to grow up fatherless.
Oh, you're a jerk.
I know. I would never do that. I couldn't. Stupid conscience. Anyway, thanks for listening. I think I'm going to wrap it up here because holy fuck, this is a long mini-sode. So we're not going to go with mini-sode then because I have a feeling since I like to talk so much, these are going to go on for a long time most of the time. So,
but it's me, so they could also be cut short.
It'll be mini, though, in the sense that it's not 2 hours long.
I'm also short, so maybe it's just mini because I'm short.
Oh, is that what you're trying to say? That wasn't funny.
No. I wasn't trying to make a joke.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to think of another term for the word mini.
Oh, fine.
Not skinny, though, so.
Oh, my God. I hate when you do that. There's another argument. Right there. You gotta have my kind of self-esteem.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. I think Sunday better sode is going to work. That's what we're going to call these for now. Okay. Until I come up with something way more clever.
Okay.
But, yeah. Oh, what about the Sunday far better sode?
I like the Sunday better sode better.
Fine. Sunday better sode it is for now. But yeah,
we'll hash it out. We'll see.
We'll work it out. So thank you guys for listening.
It may be titled something else when it drops on your download.
It won't matter. It'll still be on the Far Better Room podcast. So just be looking out. And don't forget to listen to our other podcasts, The Apple and the Tree.
You can find both of them it's just called The Apple and the Tree.
The podcast is called The Apple and the Tree. Instagram and email.
You can find both of our podcast Instagrams on Instagram, obviously. That's where you'd find an Instagram account. Mm-hmm. It's The Apple and the Tree Family and Far Betterment.
Is the other one.
Yep, that's this one. Or you can email us, theappleandthetreefamily@gmail.com or farbetterment@gmail.com.
Yep, and yeah,
we'd love to hear from you.
Visit my website, farbetterment.com, and you can drop a line there. Leave us a message. Tell us a story. We love stories. We love getting to know people.
If you want to be on Far Betterment,
yeah,
everyone's welcome.
Idea. Everyone's welcome. So let me know if you're interested in being on an episode.
You don't have to live in North Carolina. Maybe people think that. You don't.
Nope. We do Skype interviews all the time. In fact, I would say probably 95% of this podcast is through Skype.
More than 95%, like 98%.
Almost 100%. Closer to 100% Skype than not is through Skype. So
you're good.
Yeah. It's a real easy thing to do. So
come be on the podcast.
Yeah. So again, thank you guys for listening and joining us on Far Betterment.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye. There's the baby.